One interesting asset I want to bring up is how I learned a second language and how amazing it is to be completely Caucasian, white ancestry, and to have picked up a second language and learned it almost the correct way you would learn any language at first. And it also had to do because of a head injury that my neurologist told me that one of the reasons I could or am able to speak Spanish or a second language is because of the concussion I had. Sometimes when you hit your head and have concussions, it closes a part of your brain and it can also open another part. At least that's what my neurologist told me. Now, being a fact, it took me quite a while to learn Spanish. But I think I learned it one of the best ways ever, and that was in the street, because, I mean, high school and college, they're only going to teach you the building blocks of the language. For you to gain that vocabulary is all on your own and up to your experience and how much you want to learn. And language, to me, I think is an amazing thing, because I also found out that when I learned Spanish, that when you say something in Spanish, it supposedly means more than when you say it in English. And that's how I learned Spanish as well. I take a lot of stuff to the heart, especially if it's said in Spanish. It hits my feelings more. And that could be because Spanish is one of the three romantic languages, although it's not always used up to its romantic ways. That's a joke, I apologize for that. But, if I learned any language, I'm glad I learned Spanish, because it's one of the funnest languages to learn. And a lot of people wouldn't even notice the fact that I speak Spanish quite fluently and not regular, like, Spanish, like, most Caucasian would have learned. And, I mean, when I was younger, I just had friends that had certain friends, and my friends were from El Salvador, Mexico, Honduras, and there are different dialects in each country, so it's how you pronounce the word, and also words can mean different things in different countries as well. One could be an insult in one country, and then the other could be just a simple phrase in another country. I think learning Spanish, well, I learned it backwards, and that's kind of funny, because Spanish is kind of like a backwards language. And, I mean, I learned from my friends in the street, just growing up and hanging out with them. And what English they knew, and what Spanish me and my friends had already known, we taught each other our languages, and that's just something that money can't buy. And to get that experience and grow up with my friends and learn Spanish the way I did, I wouldn't take it back for anything, because those were not the best of days, but I wouldn't be the person who I am or where I'm at if it wasn't for having those friends and getting this far. And learning the second language didn't just happen. It took probably about 8 or 9 years to fully start to understand that I knew that I could speak Spanish. Because I remember I would be just hanging out with my friends, and then it's like when I drank, my Spanish got better. Which is probably a total fucking lie, but I mean, hey, that's pretty much how I learned it too. It was drinking, hanging out with my friends, just having a good time. But I remember I would smoke with my friends, and none of them would speak any English, of course. And it's like I would go into all like shit. I don't understand what they're saying. They're talking shit about me mode. But that's also worn off too. Because now that I actually can read, write, and speak it, I'm actually told that I know more Spanish than some of my friends know. And that kind of amazes me because my Spanish is not great Spanish. I learned it from my Salvadorian friends and Mexican friends and Puerto Rican friends, so it's not perfect, but sí, yo puedo hablar en español, escribir y leer. Y yo creo que eso es algo especial, porque yo puedo, ¿cómo se dice? I can, yo puedo como, ¿cómo se dice? Yo puedo entender otras personas en su lengua. I guess that's how you would say it. There's tons I don't understand and know already. And actually trying to go back to school to learn more and figure out a career with speaking Spanish because I really enjoy it and I think I'd have a lot of fun doing something in the field along with being able to speak Spanish. Because I already love the food, the music, the people, the culture. And also in the Hispanic culture, they tend to get closer or speak to another person more closely than in English, and that's just their culture. Like they may stand more next to you or near you in Spanish, and don't always take it offensively, but it's just how people represent themselves in the Spanish language, and they tend to have close conversations body wise when greeting or talking to somebody. Now, a lot of my friends who speak Spanish themselves aren't very good in their own language because their grammar is bad and they can't tell the difference between the S's and B's, V's and C's, and that's something that I'm quite educated on is my letters and pronunciation of words. I can't roll my tongue very well, but at least I can do everything else in the language. And to me, I think the most beautiful part about the Spanish language is the music that Spanish people have and Hispanic and Latino people have. It just touches my heart more than in English, and I just can't put words on that. It's the reason a second, it's the reason that it's called romantic language. The other romantic languages are Italian and French. They're all derived from Greek and Latin. But, and I even notice it, like, French doesn't say, They're related, but French doesn't sound anything like Spanish to me when someone's speaking in French. Yes, there are similarities, but it's too big of a different similarity to actually conjoin the languages as being related to each other. Now, learning French or Italian would probably not be hard now that I've learned Spanish, because it's pretty much the same principal concepts, but there's always more you can learn. Doesn't matter if it's a language, doesn't matter if history, doesn't matter what. The more knowledge, the better. And kind of funny, but how do you? I kind of accidentally picked up Spanish. It was never my intention to actually speak Spanish. It just happened, and it's probably one of the greatest things ever. But who actually picks up a language by accident? Fine. Well, I wanted to learn Spanish in the first place because it was supposedly a romantic language, but I've just had bad luck with the guys. But no, it is quite a romantic language, along with French and Italian. But like the culture also is just kind of freestyle. More free in a way, but then the culture is also very well, not the culture, but Spanish youth has succumbed to a lot of gang activity and influence from the drug cartel and with everything going on. That's why all my friends are jumping trees and everything. They're getting deported from here and then coming back because they tell me where they are. It's not exactly safe in that it's better here in America. And some of them just come here to send money back home, and then some of them actually go to school, have graduated, gone to college, and have successful lives. And I knew these people, I knew some of these kids back before they even knew English, back before I even knew Spanish, so I made a great connection with my friends throughout the Latino and Hispanic community. And that's just something I wouldn't trade in the world. It's an experience you only get once in a lifetime. And even though it wasn't with the best of people, it was an experience other people don't normally get. And I've had quite a few of experiences other people don't live to normally see or handle. And I'm not religious, so I don't know if it's God or whom I want to thank for keeping me alive through all these obstacles, such as cancer and being hit by the car, all my unfortunate events. But I know I had to be alive for some reason because nothing, something didn't come from nothing, and there's a reason to. There's an what you call it? Explanation for everything that happens in the world. Whether we have figured out or not, there is an explanation. That's why I can't be religious. What I don't see, I just don't believe. And if anything makes more sense to me, it's science. 'Cause everything explained through science is proven. Has a theory, has a makeup, has the directions of what builds it to be. And when it comes to God, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I hope there's a place we go when we die, but in reality, we probably just do the life cycle over again. Our bodies decay in the earth, and we produce life for new life. I'm not anywhere near dying yet, but when I die, I hope it's peaceful and it's not painful. To me, I see death as a painful image. Not like good, like the Egyptians see, if you want me to come from somewhere. But there are amazing things, even as humans have discovered to today, that we can't explain, and it seems that the world just keeps amazing us, and we keep solving the equations and battling the next battle that comes across mankind or the humankind. And it